Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Marlins and Rangers going on right now as Kyle Stowers just got struck out by Jacob DeGrom. Otto Lopez got a hit. Shocker. That's what he does, dude.
That's what he does.
He got a hit. So he's standing on first base right now. Two outs with him on first.
Is he over 100 yet?
Hits, yes.
Yes, he did that on
Sunday.
He
was the first guy in the major leagues to hit that mark. Right now, Eduardo Hernandez, who went deep yesterday, he's up at the plate right now.
He's homered, what, two of the last three games?
Yeah, he's been on a bit of a roll. Marlins have kind of found their power lately. That's definitely been noticed. Joe Mack went deep yesterday. Big Red went deep yesterday. So they found a little bit of their power, especially at home. That's been nice to see.
Which
for
is
them.
Crazy because they got the biggest ballpark in.
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta hit it. You gotta really hit it to get it out of that place. So we're all basking in it. It's been a fun week. Obviously, the Heat have traded for Giannis. The Panthers traded for Brady Tkachuk. Let me ask you, Leroy. We got an exciting fall coming up for us.
All right.
Old-fashioned sports radio question.
Uh-huh.
We got four guys new to town that we're all looking forward to seeing. We got Giannis. We got Brady Tkachuk.
Mm-hmm.
We got a new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Malik Willis.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a new quarterback, first-round projection, Heisman favorite potentially, in Darian Mensah for the national championship runner-up Canes.
Right.
Rank those four. Who are you most excited to see? From most excited to least excited.
How
in
can
the
I
midst.
Can I do most impactful?
Dude.
Because that'll probably no, but
what
what's I'm
the question
is,
you asked?
I didn't
on,
ask impactful. I asked excited.
Question.
I didn't ask impactful.
Here's why. Can I please tell you why? You think I'm far, but I'm not.
I just don't want you to finagle too much.
It's just a question.
It's because okay, if the Canes win the national championship, we'll say it's that quarterback.
This isn't about the national championship.
The Dolphins, we don't think are going to be any good. Why would I be excited to go see
this,
that?
This is not – okay, you ruined the game.
Yeah, you ruined the game by putting your
you
own
– You ruined the game.
No, I did.
Yes, you did, Leroy, because all the –
Sergio Bobrovsky, you ruined the game. That wasn't what I asked. Okay.
If this town if this town is all about winning,
I didn't ask that. I just said I'm not talking about championship. Listen to me. No, you're getting upset, and I wanted to be. I'll try and be clearer
be
about my
clearer,
question.
Toby.
Okay. All I asked about this is not about championship. This is not about who's going to do the best. You can put that into your asking. Pure. Who when we get to the fall. Are you most excited to see do their thing in your favorite team's jersey? Mensah, Willis, Brady Tkachuk, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I can answer you right now.
I'm going to go Giannis, Mensah, Brady Tkachuk, and then Willis.
Wow, I'm shocked that Mensah was number two.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because those are the two teams that probably have the best chance of winning. And if you think the Dolphins are going to be bad – who's going to be excited to go see Willis?
Well, I would say the biggest favorite of all of those teams, the Panthers. They're the biggest favorite.
Right, but you think the Panthers are a bigger favorite than what the Hurricanes are going to be? The Hurricanes would be ranked one or two, right?
No. They might be ranked fifth or sixth.
I think in odds right now, I think the Panthers still have the best championship odds out of anybody.
All right, and I look at it this way. The Panthers were good – we're going to be good whether Brady Tkachuk was on that team or not. They're better.
I like that reasoning.
Right?
I think that's fair reasoning.
They're better, but they were going to be damn near the favorite when all the healthy guys, the injury guys got back.
I like your reason. Well, that I agree with, but that wasn't your reason. Your reasoning was two best teams to win the championship, and I would say that the Panthers probably have the best, but I agree with you. I would say I'm the least – I'm very excited for all of them. I want to be clear.
But Malik is your least favorite?
But I'm
exciting?
I honestly think I'm least – excited to see Brady Tkachuk. I'll tell
really?
You why. Yeah, I'll tell you why. I know what he's going to do.
Yeah, but that's what excites you.
But I've seen his. I got two Tkachuks. I've had
a
Tkachuk for the last
out.
4 years. Time now out. I got two Tkachuks.
No, I'm going to cape for
he's
Brady.
He's going to do Tkachuk stuff.
But guess what? You're going to see maybe your favorite line ever.
I don't know.
You're going to see the Tkachuk brothers
just
and Sam Bennett
just annihilate people.
Yes, the most hated line,
chicanery and nonsense,
shenanigans, all that. Like the most hated line in hockey history, you could be the Florida Panthers have that. They could have the most hated line in hockey history with the Tkachuk brothers and Sam Bennett.
I think for me, it's I'm almost with you. I think Giannis is one. I think it's Mensa two. But I think it's Willis three because I think Willis is the X factor for is the Dolphin season going to be watchable or not. Now,
well,
I think
we've already determined it's not going to be good.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be. I mean, if he can uplift this thing, then maybe we got something. But
who's he throwing to?
I don't know. Dulcich.
And there you go.
Dulcich. Like, you know, I don't know.
Like here's the problem with the Dolphins. I think they could deem after this year that Willis could be a quarterback that they could have for a couple of more years or a few years, and they could have a terrible season. But he handles himself and does all the right things. They're just not good. And that's going to be hard for fans to swallow because they're going to say, we spent all this money on a quarterback and the team's still bad. And that's why he's last on my list because, like, they're rebuilding. Nobody else is kind of rebuilding. They're like retooling.
Benny Flip says, Mensa Goosies, I'll admit it. Miami LB says, the only thing better than one Tkachuk is two Tkachuks, LFG. I can't say what that stands for.
Let's freaking go.
Yeah, you guys get it.
But
Silly Sauce says no goosies for the Dolphins. Negative goosies.
Damn.
Geez. Right, but that's how people and that's I tried to preface my answer by saying fans down here want wins. That'll be attractive. Right? So in order of wins, I'm gonna go the Cane. You know the Panthers are gonna be good. Cause they're just getting healthy.
Yes, which
Brady
also
Tkachuk is like sprinkles.
Which is like I know the Panthers are going to show. Like to me, I already feel like I know what the Panthers. They're going to look like more Panthers. Like I know what the Panthers
right,
are going to
exactly.
do. Panthers are going to panther, which is why. While I'm excited, again, this is four players, so let's not be rap asses about this. I'm the least excited out of being excited for these four guys out of Brady Tkachuk, simply because I know what the Panthers are going to do. The Panthers are going to panther. And now they got more Panther in them because they got more Tkachuk. So I know how that's going to go. Willis, I agree. Because of his weapons, I'm like, I'm not as tuned up for it. But I also am intrigued by, okay, if this guy is legit decent, then the new regime's on to something here. And we can actually have some faith in them.
Yeah, but
but if he blows it, then I'm going to be like, ugh. So that's why... That's why he's
going to be able to tell, though, because it's not going to be based on wins and losses.
I could tell. I could tell. I'm like Wayne Ellington looking at a shooter. I could just tell.
You're horrible.
That's crazy.
But Giannis is number one. Like Giannis is number one. I mean, I cannot wait. I was ridiculously excited seeing him just go to a WNBA game yesterday with Bam.
Right.
I was way too excited for that. This is so cool. I'm so happy. So excited. And then I think the Canes are going to be. I mean, like Mensa with his flying intangible from Duke and Malachi Toney and the running backs they have. And right. And they just regenerate 6'8" linemen like Voltron. I mean, and they were so.
You basically just used another word for me saying retool.
What do you mean?
What did you say? Regenerate?
Yeah, regenerate. Like they just,
which is another word for saying.
I just find it ridiculous that Mario Cristobal goes recruiting and he looks at somebody 6'6". He goes, too small. Get out. Pipsqueak.
I tell you what, the hardest thing to find is, and this has progressed over the years, like having a big lineman, right, was great, but a lot of times they weren't very athletic. And you have to play a style of football conducive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got these giant offensive linemen who are extremely athletic and can run.
Trevor says, I think you could put Mensa and Giannis 1A, 1B. We know the Cat's ceiling and expectations, so I'd lean Willis over them. So we're just, I just
think the interest down here, okay, no matter how good Willis is, if the team is losing, you're going to hear more of here we go again and not, well, at least we found a quarterback. And so that's why it pushes it down the list for me, because as good as he can be, how much of an impact is he going to really make with who he's thrown it to, with what they're going to do on defense? It's so many more moving parts. Whereas the other guys, I'm more than sure that the defense is going to be okay. The old line's going to be okay with the Hurricanes, right? And then you go with Giannis and Bam and who they're going to put around him, right? We still got to wait and see for that. So that's why they're not, you know, ahead of the Hurricanes.
Steven says Dolphins deserve no goodwill. Stunned Steve says Dolphins this year, snooze emoji.
Right. So you're telling me, let me get this straight, because I want to be clear and so I don't misunderstand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that after five games,
yep,
or six games, you can tell me, regardless of how the team's going, if we have a quarterback.
Five games?
How long you need?
I could tell you we have in five games. I'll tell you if we have a quarterback. Yeah. Come talk to me week six. I'll tell you if we have a quarterback. I'm happy to do that.
You'll be able to say, oh, well, he's because again, I look at it as, is he making right decisions? Is he panicking? Is he too quick to run?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all things that, you know, will add to that. But if he's making good decisions, throwing the ball where it needs to be, and people ain't catching it, his numbers are going to look terrible, but he's playing the position well.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll decide that. Five games, plenty of games. Plenty of games. Absolutely.
What? Vlad? Why do I feel like all of my life spent in this sport, a man just said, I can figure it out in 10 minutes?
No, I said, you didn't say 10 minutes.
No, I'm saying, but that's the equivalent to me being in football that long to you figuring it out in five games.
You asked me, could I tell? I'm giving you my opinion. Yes, I will tell you if we have a quarterback in five games.
Okay.
Right. I'm happy to do it.
All right. They had questions with Drake May.
Who had questions?
When he first started.
Did they?
As a rookie?
Yeah.
Who had questions? He's not a rookie, though. He's not a rookie.
He's not now.
Yeah, he's not.
They had questions about Peyton Manning when he was a rookie. They had questions but
hold on. Malik Willis is not a rookie.
I got you.
He's not a rookie.
Malik Willis.
Yeah, Malik Willis is not a rookie. Like, that's different. Okay. If he was a rookie, if you asked me, hey, Tobin, could you tell if we have a quarterback in five games if he was a rookie? I'd say no. That's ridiculous. You're being way too fast. But because Malik Willis is a veteran, no, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say five games. Yeah, I'm going to tell you if we have a quarterback.
Wait, hold on now. Time out. We forgot to add one person into this.
Who did we forget?
I mean, if he wins another World Cup.
No, newcomer, though.
I'm just, I mean, it's still messy.
This was all newcomers. No, this wasn't face of Miami. This was just strictly newcomers.
All right, newcomers. Got you.
He's ridiculous, though. I don't know. I understand just wanting to bring him up because
I'm just saying. Once the World Cup is over, you know, we got a new stadium. There's some games in the MLS. You might want to go see this guy. This guy, you're actually witnessing a goat, a living goat.
Yep.
And he plays down the street from you. You might want to go see it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, rats off a ship. That's next.